Welcome to the Great Awakening Ministry. I am Minister and Yogini Joanne Lee. And on this week's show, we have Sam Rowley. Sam is the editor of the Health and Wellbeing magazine by Foyt, where she has spent over 3 years curating accessible, thoughtful, and community-focused content for readers seeking grounded, supportive wellbeing guidance. Before moving into publishing, Sam spent more than 20 years as a teacher and has also worked in caring roles, experiences that shaped her passion for empathy, education, and helping people feel understood. Foyt, the Association for Professional Therapists and Practitioners, is an association dedicated to supporting professional therapists by offering community, visibility, and opportunities to share their experience. One of the key benefits is giving members the chance to publish articles in the Health and Wellbeing magazine, which are then shared across Voice social platforms to amplify their practical voices. Topics span the full spectrum of holistic well-being, from yoga and osteopathy to equine chiropractors, breathwork teachers, and Wim Hof instructors. Practitioners choose their own themes, and Sam offers guidance when requested, often suggesting topics that align with the emerging trends and conversations within the well-being world. At the heart of her work is a simple mission to connect people, share knowledge, and nurture a supportive well-being community. So, Sam, welcome to the Great Awakening Show.
Hi, Joanne. It's lovely to be here.
Yeah, it's so good today. And here we are, and we're going to be talking all about the Health and Wellbeing magazine, which is, you know, owned by Foyt, and it's just, you're going to be telling us all about it. So for our audience, Sam, tell us what it is. What is Health and Wellbeing magazine?
So the Health and Wellbeing magazine is a community-focused publication which is created by Foyt. It's there to show off articles by our members, which are therapists, practitioners, any well-being professional, really. And it covers a huge range of topics, anything holistic, really, from yoga all the way through to mental health, equine therapy, anything, really.
It's amazing, isn't it? It's so good. And it's so needed at this time, because the well-being industry is fast, isn't it? And so many people don't know where to start to find their practitioner.
No, that's true. I mean, one of the benefits of Foyt is it also has a directory, which is great because it helps people find others just by going to the directory, which is like a really simple tool. But we're all about connecting and having that community feel, really.
That's right. And I think that's what I was speaking to Andrew from Voight before. And, you know, he was just all about the safety and the community, the diversity of it. But, you know, the community support that you give to all the people, it's just fantastic. And what about who writes all the articles for Health and Wellbeing magazine?
So pretty much the Health and Wellbeing magazine is there for our members. So we have different levels of membership, which I think Andrew may have spoken about. But anyone who's a Foyt support or Foyt Protect member are invited to share their writing. And it's a great way for members to share their expertise with our audience. It's a great way to gain visibility and to connect with readers and to sort of share valuable and really important information and knowledge with the world, really.
Wow, yes. And how do you choose what topics to feature in the magazine?
So authors can write about whatever they feel passionate about or want to draw attention to at that particular time. Sometimes if there's an author who would like a bit of support, they may ask for some ideas, and I'm happy to sort of make suggestions based on what's trending at the moment, or just see themes, or just areas that the audience are particularly interested in that particular month, because it changes from month to month. But the aim is to keep content that's relevant, that's varied, and that our readers find helpful.
Yes. So it can be about, because, you know, It can be about any topic. Is that right? To do with the benefit of humanity, to do with health, and to do with any well-being topic. That's vast.
Absolutely. It's a really broad range, but there's just so many different angles and ways of looking at things. And it's just, like you said earlier on, it's just growing and it's just information that's needed at the moment.
That's right. And how about your practitioners? Can they promote themselves in your magazine?
Absolutely, if they'd like to do that. Some of our authors often ask for a little button to be added at the end of the article, and that sort of clicks to through to their website, or if they're holding a webinar, or if they have a free guide that people download. All those can be popped into the article. Sometimes people put in like little videos if they want to share some tips on how to do things, which is
Yeah.
also really useful. So we can add anything like that in. So it's a really great way to sort of get connected, really.
Yeah, and it's more like, interactive, isn't it? Because it's an
Absolutely.
online magazine, but it's not just an article. It's an interactive article that can take them to their website. They can go on and they can look at their workshops and things like that. That is just absolutely brilliant. That's so in, it's really innovative as well. Yes.
I think so. It's there to sort of help practitioners out there and sort of to help audiences just get that connectivity going and just building that network, really.
That's right, because I think that's the worst thing for a practitioner, especially in the health and well-being industry. Especially for yoga teachers and and spiritual teachers, they're really good at doing the yoga and the spirituality and the well-being part. But when it comes to promoting themselves in their services, especially if it's, a thing that it's not a product, you're promoting yourself, that I find that they are very difficult for doing that.
Exactly. I mean, that's why we sort of, I mean, I'm pretty sure Andrew told you earlier on that Freud sort of started with mainly yoga teachers and it sort of grew from there. But lots of people would sort of decide they're becoming a yoga teacher, start practicing, and they're like, right, now what? How do I get my business to grow? How do I connect with more people? How do I get more people to find out about me? And that's where we sort of started thinking about ways we could sort of try and help practitioners and help people connect, really.
Yes, it's very much similar to our UK Health Radio, because UK Health Radio, we have 42 shows, all complementary, mind, body, and spirit, and orthodox, so it's a vast network. We have business shows, finance show, or this Great Awakening show. Then we have shows on cancer and complementary medicines and products and things like that. So it is, there's 42 shows, and that's vast. And I think that's what, is really important, the diversity of health and well-being. It's not just yoga teachers, you know?
100%. That's really important. And like you said, I think we really need it right now.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the vast, and we need a place. So that's why our CEO, Johan Ilgenwitz of UK Health Radio, he actually, 10 years ago, was diagnosed with, 1 year to live with cancer. And he went and researched, did all the research on it. And he actually, cured himself, became an alkaline vegan, and he cured himself from that. And that's why he set up UK Health Radio, because there wasn't one place where people could come to get that information on not only, on healing themselves, but to find the tools and the therapists and the people and the guidance on healing yourself, and going to the right people, because I think
Absolutely.
there's a gap in the market, isn't there?
Absolutely, you're spot on. And that's what we're trying to do is sort of really help everyone out there to be able to make those connections and get everyone talking so that you can help each other.
Yes, because that's what a community is, isn't it? And
Yeah.
that's why your Voight and health and well-being is so good, because it's a community hub. You've got your practitioners and your therapists, but then you've got the clients, the people who want to use your, health and well-being. So it's together, isn't it? Tell us,
Absolutely. I think
yeah.
that's why I love my job so much because it's, I feel like I enjoy being kind, but I kind of feel like I'm helping people all the time, which is really nice.
That's right. It's so beautiful, isn't it? I think that's one of the most important things. And what makes the magazine, how would you say that it, what is the most thing that makes it so different from other online magazines? Because I know there's so many women's health and well-being, there's so many different health magazines and well-beings out there, isn't it, at this time?
Absolutely. I mean, we are all about community, but instead of being driven by big brands or commercial interests, our magazine is shaped by our practitioners and our members themselves. So it gives them a chance to share their real expertise and create a space that feels supportive and trustworthy and grounded. We also not for profit, which I think is quite nice as well.
So you don't have any commercial in your to advertising in there?
No, not at the
No.
moment. We're all about small businesses and helping
Yes,
everyone.
that's really good. I think that's really, 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 really important. And you're just basically a magazine to help promote the members and the clients and the practitioners on your on Voight.
Absolutely. So even with like the editing process and stuff like that, I try very hard to keep the author's voice shining through. So normally with the process, people may send through their article and they can submit their own pictures and images if they like, or if they want me to, I can go and find images. But I try really hard to make sure that their content isn't changed in any way, that their voice is lost in the process. And once I've had a look and put something together, I send it back to the author and they can then have a look. And once they're like, oh, okay, yes, it's 100% thumbs up, it's ready to go live, then we'll go live. But if there's some tweaking in the meantime, like, oh, yes, Sam, can you please change X, Y, and Z? And that's absolutely not a problem because at the end, I want a result that the author's proud and happy to be out there in the public.
That's really good.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movements and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
The station that makes you feel good.
And it's free for them. So if you become a member, could you tell us about the memberships as well? Because I know that there's the free one. Is there other memberships above that?
So there's the first level, which is Connect, which is the free level, and that allows you access to the directory and to put up your events or workshops if you're holding anything like that. The next level up is £49 for the whole year, and that gives you access to loads of different benefits. Obviously, my favorite one is the Health and Wellbeing magazine, and you get to write as many articles as you like. I have some monthly columns. I have some people that like to write weekly. I have some people that write every now and then because they don't particularly like a deadline. And when they feel inspired, they write and they send it through, which is also absolutely fine because at the end of the day, it's not there to put pressure on you. It's there to help. It's supposed to be a helpful tool, not a stressful tool. There's also the directory. There's a whole bunch of other links to sort of our insurance company that we sort of collaborate with. If you're needing insurance for your business, some legal advice, there's so many different benefits. It's definitely having a look at VOIT.org if you're interested in finding out more information about support level or protect level. So protect level would be a membership which includes insurance, but it's very difficult for me to give a figure on that because it depends on the therapies you need insurance for. So someone who's doing yoga will have a very different pricing compared to someone who has manual manipulation. They would obviously pay a higher amount, so it's difficult for me to say how much it would be.
Sure. And Andrew was telling me, this is amazing, that you go out and you actually test the practices sometimes. Tell us about that and tell us about your experience with the Wim Hof breathing.
Oh, that was fantastic. Honestly, one of the best experiences in my life. So a while ago, someone asked me to write a review on one of those portable ice baths. And I was like, okay, great. So I had this portable ice bath and I was looking at it for a very, very long time. I was in my office for a while. Like, yes, I'm going to do it. But I just couldn't pick up the coverage. But one of my authors, who is a Wim Hof instructor, his name is Dan Hughes, from Vita V, and he said to me, come Sam, we're going to get you using that ice bath of yours. I'm like, I'm really more of a hot shower kind of person, not really a let's get into the ice kind of person. He's like, no, it'll change your life. So I was like, okay, fine. So off we went, and I went for one of his workshops. It was the most amazing experience ever. So it was breath work as well. But after that, I've had an ice bath every single morning. So it must be close to 2 years now. And even my husband does it with me in the mornings. And it just makes me feel so much better, honestly, and from an emotional, mental perspective, but also physically. My body doesn't seem to ache as much as it does if I don't have an ice bath.
Wow. So it's absolutely freezing in the shower.
So you can do it in the shower. We have like a portable ice bath that we use, but if you're to use your shower, that's absolutely fine. You just have just full on cold water.
Yes.
And then I suppose you sort of have to get used to it, but for about 2 minutes. But normally, so when we had our workshop, they said just don't get your head wet when you were going, and because we were using like a steel ice bath and we sat in that, and they said rather keep your head out of the water, but the rest of your body would be submerged. So I suppose the same thing would apply in the shower.
That's
although
right.
No, I'm just basing it based on what he had said in the workshop, is that you keep your head away, but it's your body that's submerged in the cold water.
Wow. And it's actually ice around you.
So when you do the ice bath, when we went for the workshop, there was ice cubes in the water. And when I do it at home, my children complain because there's no space for their ice cream in the freezer because there's just ice cubes everywhere. And they're like, Mom, I can't put the ice cream. And I'm like, yes, well, priorities.
Wow. And it is. It's invigorating, is it not? On all levels.
Absolutely. I feel so much better afterwards. Giving my age away here, but I'm over 40. But I used to have really sore neck and back pain, and since I started doing that, it's totally relieved it. I used to have to take ibuprofen every single day to try and relieve the pain, and now I don't touch it at all.
That's incredible. That is so amazing. And what about the breath?
That's also really, really important. When we did the workshop, it was probably about an hour worth on doing different types of breath work, breathing that goes with it. And I think with the Wim Hof course itself, a lot of it is based on how you breathe and how important it is. And before you take that step in, you think about your breath as you go into the ice. So I think it's all connected very closely.
Yes, there's a certain way of breathing. Is it like, I mean, because yogic breathing, we breathe from the diaphragm, you know, we fill up the lungs, lower lungs, middle, top, and we breathe out from the lower, middle, top. Yogic breathing, that's you know, and I mean, and also Bastrika, which is the fast breath. Is that the same or
it's
similar?
It's similar, but you'd be breathing through your nose and out through your mouth. And like before we did that, it would be sort of how you're holding your breath and different things like that. But I don't like to sort of give advice because it's not my area of expertise. It's just what I've been told through these different courses. But honestly, Dan was absolutely amazing. And I literally came out of there like, it is life-changing. You have to go. You have to try it. It's amazing. And I'll never look back on it because I feel so much better for it.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful. You know, these things, and it's really great. I mean, for you to have to have tested that. So you can then say, to your to the clients, it's you've actually experienced it, which is really important.
Well, that, I mean, after that, I wrote a review both for the person who had sent me the portable ice bath, which worked beautifully, and then I also sent a review for Dan to just say how incredible I found the experience. And it was also quite nice because I could connect them as well, and they could then chat as well to see how they could collaborate in some way.
Yeah, fantastic. There is no better experience than actually doing it. You can talk
100%.
about it, but you have to experience it. Yeah. So do you experience other therapies as well?
So I've been for a few other things as well. So I regularly see one of our chiropractors, an ABC chiropractor, and I really help with it helps a lot with my posture. And I think a lot of it's to do with how much time I spend sitting behind a computer, which is not great. So just sort of things like that. And I've learned a lot, and then also found out my pillow has a lot to do with my pillow, and how I sleep has a lot to do with my posture. So I see my chiro regularly. Well, at one stage I was going to him every week, every 2 weeks initially, but now it's sort of at a maintenance point where I can go once a month, which has also been great. Then I've also gone for some, so it's sort of like he is osteo, but he also works with water, and he has bags of water, and it helps your, I suppose, on a physical level and on a mental and emotional level.
Yeah.
So that's also really interesting. So often we get invited to different things to go and try out, and it's quite nice because I get to write a review or get some people that send me books to read because I love reading. I've got a degree in English literature, so reading's one of my favorite pastimes. So often I get books that I read and I review, and we add it to our recommended book list, which is also on the magazine.
Brilliant.
So that's quite
Brilliant.
nice.
What about products from your clients, your therapists?
So if at well, this is actually on the to-do list, so we are going to start looking at how we can add a shopping section to the magazine. At the moment, if someone wants to sell their products, we added a little link at the bottom which will take you to their shop where they might sell all sorts of stuff. I have some people that sell aromatherapy sort of things to different types of mushrooms and things like that.
Yes.
But yeah, we just add a little button and you can click on it, and it takes you to their shop or to their website where they advertising their products.
Yeah, wonderful. That is so important. Wow. Yeah. And so, so the readers, tell us about the readers, and is it growing really well now online?
It is. So the magazine is for anyone in the that's interested in well-being, which these days most of us, even if we like aren't fully focused on us, all of us as humans do think about our well-being a little bit, so it's pretty much for anyone, and it's whether you're curious about health or mental wellness or physical therapies or just a lifestyle balance, there's something there for you. Readers get free access to lots of different expertise and knowledge that's written by people who know what they're talking about, so they can sort of educate and support themselves alongside what they're doing. The content's easy to understand. It's practical, and it's designed to educate and to support people. It's easy. It is easy to understand because there's no jargon. So, I mean, I know when I edit it, I don't feel overwhelmed while I'm editing. I'm like, what is this person talking about? It generally is really easy to understand, and the content is easy to access. The readers are growing all the time on the website, on Instagram, on LinkedIn, on Facebook. So it's doing really, really well, which is great.
Brilliant. And it's free. It's a
And it's
free
free.
online magazine because
Absolutely.
so many of these magazines are not free.
That's true. That's true, which is quite nice. It is non-profit, and I think that's one of the things that I love about it is that it really is out there to serve the community.
That's right. That's right. And so your readership, is it becoming global now?
It is. I think a lot of our readers are UK, America, Canada based. I think maybe because it's English, but
Yeah,
we
that's
are
right.
introducing an international column where we're encouraging people to write in their own home language, whatever it may be, and we'll have a international section hopefully soon. So I have a couple of authors who have said they're going to send something through, so I'm quite excited to see what comes in. My second language is Afrikaans, so I don't know if I'll be very helpful with the French and Spanish side of things, but we will have other colleagues that are able to assist in the different languages, which is great.
Yes.
So that's really exciting. But we do have some EU clients as well, or readers.
Yeah, brilliant. And that's you. So you are the editor. You are the editor, and everyone sends you, and then you make it. You make their article into a beautiful article for on the online magazine.
That's it. So that's pretty much, they do all the hard work and I just make it look pretty.
And put up their lovely pictures to go with it. Yeah. And everything. So it's absolutely brilliant. It's so good. It really is. And so the readers, that's how the readers, and then the practitioners, you know, the ones that are giving you the articles. So they benefit because you're putting on the buttons, yeah, for them to go, for the readers to go straight to their website or straight to their workshop or straight to their social media.
Yeah, so they just get a platform to sort of show themselves off on. So when the articles are published, we share them across all our social channels, which help them gain more exposure. It also helps them build credibility and reach new people that they may not have reached if they're doing it on their own. It's also a great way to give back to the wellbeing community because they get to share their knowledge. And then also, I'm also like a phone call away or a message away if you need help. I mean, I'm not a full-on social guru or anything like that, but sometimes if you're quite new to social media and you're sort of trying to work out how to add a collaborator, sometimes one of my authors will be like, oh, please can you help me? How do I share this, or how do I add a person as a collaborator? And I'm just down the line, you can send me a message and I'll try and help if I can.
Yeah, that's really good. And Angela was telling me all about the different, I mean, it's not just health and well-being on Voit as well. It's, you know, how to set up your business. But then you've got business people there. How to do a website, how to do social media, which is so daunting for so many people who have never done it before. As I said before, it's really good being the spiritual practitioner and all of that. But if you don't know how to engage and sell yourself, which I think is really difficult, that is a difficult part.
I mean, when I took on the role of the editor of the magazine, it must have been about 4 years ago now, we just did a bit of like market research and called around some of our members and just asking them what did they find challenging when they started up as a company. And we sort of just took notes down to see what we could do to try and help that. So then we looked to see if we could get like legal advice and insurance, and if we could find someone who has advice on HR. And that's how we put our benefit list together, to try and have something there that when you're starting up and you have no idea what to do, this is who you could turn to ask for advice.
Absolutely brilliant. It's so important. It really is.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, ant and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle Magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And what about the spiritual part of it? Do you have, you know, like mindfulness and meditation teachers?
Absolutely. Yeah, we have all of that, which is great. One of my monthly columns, her name's Kathleen Jin, the author, and she is called The Spirit Keeper. So you can have a look at her columns for some really inspiring stories that she includes there. It's great.
Yeah. Wow. It's so good. It's so good. And you know, so yes, Voit, an independent association that supports holistic therapists, teachers, and well-being practitioners across the globe. So 8,000 members. That's really great. How long have you been going for?
So I think it's been going for over 10 years now. And it's just been growing, but I'm not sure if Andrew mentioned it. Sort of started with the yoga community, and it's just expanded and now incorporates anyone that falls under the health and wellbeing umbrella.
Yeah, and that's vast, and that's why it can be, you know, the vision where you want to see it grow. You know, please tell us about your vision for the Health and Wellbeing magazine.
Well, I just want it to continue to grow and to be helpful to the community. I'm always out there for any tips or advice. If there's something that you feel that would be beneficial, like, ping me a message and let me know, because at the end of the day, I just want that community and network to be there and for us to be able to help in any way that we can.
Yes. And so to be a writer for the Health and Wellbeing magazine, what is the membership that you have to have? To be able to
That would be a support member, which is £49 for the year. But you can write as many articles as you like, and then like I mentioned earlier on, it's sort of quite a good way to advertise and to get yourself out there, because we share it across all our social platforms and we sort of connect people who we think might be useful to each other. So for example, if there was someone who's in Wim Hof and they are doing ice bathings, and we know someone who does portable ice connected to, so they can sort of chat and do what they will with the friendship, or, you know, collaborate, don't collaborate, but just make the connection so that it's there if they need it.
Yes. And, you know, this is all about, isn't it? Health and wellbeing is all about finding, going and finding and using, you know, the therapist and but eventually using it to heal yourself. You know, because we can't heal anyone until we've healed ourselves. It's about being a healed healer, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's all sorts of stuff. All starts with self-care.
Self-care is the number one. And that's why the world needs more of your, you know, places of community, of diversity, of, you know, a beautiful, safe environment. Because as I said this before, you know, on the internet, on YouTube, on things like this, there are wonderful people who are true light and truly, you know, sincere. But then you have your other side where they're false light and they're not sincere and they're just there to take your money and, you know, sell you something to save your soul or whatever, you know. And that's why we've got to be careful, isn't it?
Absolutely. You need to be very careful out there. And it's just so easy to... It can be one click and end up trusting the wrong site, the wrong bot, whatever it is that's out there. It's quite scary, really, to think of, like, you have all the phishing emails and all those things. It's just so easy to make that wrong click, and you just don't know.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's really important with VoIP, because, you know, you scrutinize everything, you test it out yourself. You know, you're going to see these therapists and practitioners to make sure, you know, that they are viable, you know, and they are who they say they are. Because, you know, without, I think you see, a normal person who's trying to find all of that out there in that vast social media world won't have that. But you are the middle person who does that all for them.
Absolutely. And I think one of the benefits, Andrew may have touched on it, they have Gambrice, which is there to sort of help protect you and to know, to make your emails more safe and things like that, which is also a really useful tool.
Yeah. Can anyone use that?
Once you're a member, then you get the Gambrice benefits. So I think if you become a support or protect member.
Brilliant. That is so good. Absolutely brilliant. Yes. And why is community so important to you and to your magazine?
Well, wellbeing thrives when people feel connected. So by giving practitioners a voice and by creating a space for shared knowledge, we're trying our best to build a support network where people can learn and grow and feel part of something meaningful.
Yes, yes. It has to be meaningful, doesn't it? You know, holistic well-being, mind, body, and soul, isn't it? Holistic. And
Absolutely.
tell us a little bit about, you know, it being why it's so important to be diverse and inclusive like that.
There's just so many different things out there, and I think lots of times people are scared to try something new. So sometimes it's worth trying something different, which might not be your normal direction, and just giving it a go. And you never know which way it will take you.
Exactly, like you did with the Wim Hof.
Absolutely, because I still will. I am a hot shower person and a hot bath person, but now I will say that there's definitely a lot of merit and benefits in the. And when we do go on holiday, I'm like, oh, I can't take my. Oh, I could. It is a portable ice bath, so I could take it with me, but I don't know how the hotel or wherever we're going would feel if I brought my portable ice bath along. But if we go somewhere and it's along the coast, because we're in the UK, I'll always make sure that if we're near the sea, I'll go for a swim, a nice ice cold swim. And that sort of makes me feel a bit better about myself. I'm like, okay, yes, it's not exactly the same as ice bath, but kind of it is.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. That's so good. And yes, so with the Health and Wellbeing magazine, you know, how do you see it, like, how do you see it growing globally for the vision?
So I think it's just going to continue to grow because it is really popular through word of mouth. Just it just has, I think, just we're just getting out there more, and because it's something that's needed at the moment, and because what we do and we do it well, creating that sense of community, the well, it is a community, and the networking and everything like that, it will just continue to grow. It won't not grow because we're a network and we just keep on connecting with more people.
Yes, that's what it is. It's so good. And also, we are in the time of collaboration, you know? This everyone has to come together for the good of all, for the good of health, for the good of well-being, you know, to come together to help one another. That's what it is, isn't it? You know,
Absolutely.
enhancing each other.
Completely. I mean, even like with us connecting. So now, hopefully, you're going to come and sit on our podcast and be on the Void podcast when you have a free moment. So
That's right.
it'll be
That's right.
nice to have you as a guest.
That's right. That's lovely. And then I just said to Andrew about, you know, you're the CEO of Voight, you know, you know, I'll put you in touch with UK Health Radio because we've got so many vast, you know, there's so many things that we can do and we help each other. This is what real true unity consciousness and collaboration is, isn't it?
Absolutely. I'm going to be waiting for my article that's hopefully going to come in the next couple of weeks after our conversation.
Yeah, of course. There you go. You know, I mean, come
Yes.
on. I mean, I'm open to everything. So it's really, really great. I mean, you know, it's that's what we're here for, to enhance one another and help each other, you know, get the well-being and, you know, to make people feel good. That's our logo, the UK Health Radio logo. Radio podcasting that makes you feel good.
Well suited.
Indeed, indeed. So, Sam, absolutely fantastic. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of your, you know, in-depth, lovely wisdom on health and well-being and telling us all about your lovely magazine and your experiences. So, thank you for being on the Great Awakening Show.
Thank you very much. And if anyone wants to come and have a look at our magazine, it's the healthandwellbeingmagazine.org. And yeah, ping me an email. It'll be really good to get in touch and to share your knowledge with our audience.
Lovely, absolutely wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.